It is Saturday in Lake Boga, and the entire community has turned up to watch the local footy team take on Wurrunin at home. But it's not just Magpie and Tiger supporters who are at the ground. For the past 2 days, students from La Trobe University Bendigo's Community Planning and Development program have been in Lake Boga. The students have been using new technology to record data that will help them assess the effectiveness of current thoughts and concept plans to promote people movement around Lake Boga, the lake, and into Swan Hill.
We're here in Lake Boga to work with the whole community to try and understand what are the factors that drive the community, what do they think is important, how can perhaps ideas from outside invigorate the community, make it a better place to live and make it a healthier place to live.
The project will provide valuable practical experience for the students, who will in return present a report with recommendations for consideration by council and community.
We're testing them in the context of the Heart Foundation's Healthy by Design report or plan, and it's important to do that to get people active and get the community active.
It is hoped that this research will inform councils and health bodies about approaches to infrastructure and planning for healthy regional communities.
Healthy and active living should be encouraged in all communities, whether small or large. But for our smaller communities, often they don't have the infrastructure. They might not have the access to the resources or services that larger communities have. So if we can keep our communities, particularly those smaller ones, the people in those communities healthy, they're going to be more vibrant, they'll be more likely to be socially inclusive.
Councillor Les McPhee, representative for the Lakes Ward of the Swan Hill Rural City Council, says that this is an important event that the community is keen to support.
Well, look, as a council, I think it's a great opportunity for us to see what those new ideas are, what the community wants. It'll tie in well with our community planning, which we put a lot of emphasis on as a council. And I believe it's, as I say, we're waiting to hear what the community have to say.
As well as talking one-on-one with members of the community, researchers have conducted a public workshop and visited Lake Boga Primary School.
I think there's a couple of things that have really stood out. One is that people really love living here and they've got great pride in the town, but they can see things that can be improved. They're very interested in the health of the town and making the place a healthier place to be. They want to have more access to walking and cycling and they want to show off some of the assets that the town has got, and they think they can be presented better.
The lake's an absolutely amazing asset they've got. It's about 13 kilometres around it, and to be able to develop that into a comprehensive network of cycling and walking tracks would be absolutely fantastic for the community and for tourism as well.
It is also important for the next generation of locals to have a say.
One of the things that we often overlook in sort of community development and urban design and planning of our urban areas is to ask children, who are one of the major users of our urban spaces, what do they think is important? What needs do they have? And in many cases, we're finding that some of the things that they think are important haven't necessarily been addressed by communities and by those in charge of planning.
Researchers used a new survey system to quiz locals on various questions posed during the school visit and public workshop. The technology allows for results to be instantly collated and displayed. In addition, on the day of the football match, researchers tested a new iPhone app that can be used during similar projects in the future. In the coming months, students and staff will complete their assessment and a final document will be presented at a public meeting in Lake Boga and to the Swan Hill Rural City Council. It will then be up to the Lake Boga community and the council to consider the recommendations and determine how they want to respond to them.